I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Kevin, thanks for being here. How you doing, sir?
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
If you need a voiceover from somebody with an actual British accent, we've got one. He's still working on it, though. Okay, I know.
Jonathan's your guy, right?
Yeah, John. He's your man. Call him Danger, and he'll work for half price.
I love it.
Hey, thanks for being here. I was just kind of saying it's in the park, it's Shakespeare, it's free, there's swashbuckling. Talk about how much fun it is bringing us that much fun.
Oh, man, it's a great deal of fun. You know, we've been doing it now for over 50 years, heading out to 62 communities across 5 different states, Montana, of course, being our primary state. It's just wonderful. You know, it's a great way to get the community engaged, to bring neighbors and families out together and to bring young people into the audience. It's free. It's free for everybody. And so the tradition is really pretty amazing. You know, you go out to these small communities and experience how folks come together to enjoy the live performance for free.
I don't think many people know about William Shakespeare without Shakespeare in the Parks.
I would agree. You know, it's interesting. There's a Montana actually is quite well known across the country for its appreciation of Shakespeare. Oh. And I think a big part of that is because of Shakespeare in the Parks, but it's also because of, you know, turn of the century, the way in which the West really exploded and Shakespeare came along. You know, Shakespeare was a big part of Butte's history, turn of the century. It's a big part of Great Falls history as well. And so it's been alive and well in Montana for well over a century now.
Yeah, and he dealt very creatively with numerous issues that I think, you know, morally and ethically, they're still on our plate as a species, huh?
Wow, you know, I really appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I mean, he illuminated the idea of the human condition and what it is that we deal with in society, what we deal with in the family structure, what we deal with in the work environment. You know, and that's really why the playwright has been around for over 400 years, because there's a connection that we all can find with his stories, with his characters and the relationships. There's also a really, you know, Shakespeare was always very influenced by the natural world. And of course, for all of our ag partners across the state and, the way in which our Forest Service partners, this is the world that we live in. You know, we work in the outdoors, in the environment of Montana and beyond. And Shakespeare really illuminated a lot of the natural stories that exist.
Yeah, and he did it in clever honesty. I mean, it's satirical in a lot of ways. But if you go back into the history, weren't his plays really pointing the finger at specific individuals? I mean, talk about the power of theater then and then even now.
Wow, that's a great question, Tom. Yes, indeed. I mean, that, you know, Shakespeare was commenting on the social and the political issues that were within his environment at the time. And I think that that's part of why the stories have endured for as long as they have, because, you know, whether we're talking about issues that exist here in Montana or across the country, internationally, these stories have deep relevancy to every part of our history, whether we're dealing with war, whether we're dealing with, you know, socioeconomic downfalls, whether we're dealing with really difficult political situations. Shakespeare is always finding a way to, in a nonpartisan way, bring conversation to our communities to talk safely about the cultural arts and the influence that they can have on issues that relate to us today. It's why the Shakespeare in the Schools program, I think, is also very popular. And we have a really robust education program in the fall and in the spring, and we bring curriculum into the classroom to talk about these ideas. You know, years ago, we did Julius Caesar in the schools, and of course, we could cross over into civic classes and social studies classes to talk a lot about politics and government, and for young people, that was really accessible and fun to learn.
Yeah. And then staying with this, I mean, because he was bold, but yet brilliant as well. I do want to talk about, you know, the impact of people maybe seeing Shakespeare for the first time, especially from your eyes, Kevin. But talk about why these plays first. Why did you choose The Three Musketeers and Measure for Measure?
Well, Three Musketeers, you know, a very quick story. I was in Choteau, Montana last year, and we were producing King Lear for our 50th anniversary season. And, you know, we see this in all of our communities, but something that really stands out when you go out to the parks to experience our program is the amount of young people that are in our audiences. And, you know, last year in Shoto, there was just like 50 kids laid out in front of our stage there to watch King Lear, which, as you probably know, is a very challenging play.
Yeah.
You know, it's the language is complicated, the story is complicated. But it's about the theatrical experience and about the coming together as a community that I think our young people are really drawn to. And so I really wanted to give back to our young people across the state, give them an adventure story of a young man who is really finding himself through a very complex journey, a fun journey. And so it's a story about youth and maturity and honor and loyalty and brotherhood. And the family dynamics and the positive structures of such. And so that's really why Musketeers, and it's fun, you know, it's, as you mentioned earlier, it's swashbuckling. It's got a lot of comedic elements. It also has a lot of very poignant themes as well. And then Measure for Measure is a play that we've not produced for over 20 years now. And we felt that it was really interesting to bring, you know, as you were mentioning earlier, Shakespeare presented his plays for all classes. And so, you know, he was very good at navigating the political class, the socioeconomic class, and also the religious class as well. And so Measure for Measure really brings those three themes to the forefront for us to have a really positive conversation about the power of mercy and the power of loyalty and of faith. And I think that that's really why we wanted to, you know, the past couple of years coming post-COVID, we all want to lean upon our faith, and I think Shakespeare brings some great insight to the ideas of faith and mercy.
I want to talk about I don't have enough time here. I'll hit this break, so I'm going to give some scheduling here a little bit. But I want to talk about you know, how you adapt those plays as well for a rural community. I suppose that's interesting, and then also, you know, the history behind it. And the people who are involved in this, that's upcoming. Kevin Aslin is with us, Montana Shakespeare in the Park Executive Director. You can find out more, Shakespeare in the Parks, with the S on the end, .org. It's just shakespeareintheparks.org for more information. Again, Hobson, as I mentioned. Well, you know, Kevin, you just, we got 30 seconds, but you just slammed the car door today on your crew, didn't you?
We sure did, yeah, about 30 minutes ago. They took off, going up to Hobson, Utica, and Lewistown.
Yeah, yep, and Lewis. So Hobson, Utica Women's Clubhouse Lawn at 6:30. Lewistown then on the 27th. So you got Measure for Measure in Hobson tonight. The Musketeers in Lewistown on the 27th. And then the Malta on the 28th for the Musketeers. And Wolf Point will have Measure on the 29th. We'll have more ahead here. Kevin Aslin, it's Montana Shakespeare in the Parks today on Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Oh, I appreciate you joining us here Monday. Yep, we're getting our work done. And I can't help it. It's summertime, so I'm always pointing to the weekend. I mean, so far, sorry I brought that up. Welcome back to the program. Tom Schultz alongside. Kevin Aslan is with us, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks executive director in their 51st year. We're talking about The Three Musketeers and The Measure for Measure, the two performances that are all across Montana. Kevin, thanks for being here. I looked at this schedule, and you probably don't. I mean, there's a lot of work going into this. You don't tell your folks that you only get 3 days off in July. Did you mention that?
No, you know, when I'm recruiting people, it's always important. Not only do they only get 3 days off in July, but they're building a stage every day and tearing it down, you know. And who knows what the weather is going to bring us every day, you know, across Montana. But yeah, these actors are not only storytellers, but they're ambassadors, they're community members, and they're carpenters. They're carpenters, they're sound technicians, you know, they build it all.
They must absolutely love what they do.
You know, I mean, that's how I got involved with the organization back in 2002 was, getting out into these communities as an actor. Again, having my hand in some sort of a labor activity, you know, as building the stage, and just the appreciation of our communities, how much value they place on community events and coming together, and live performance. You know, I think that's really what drew me into it. And every year we have a number of actors who return. For the grueling schedule and the labor-intensive work because of the engagement they have with our people.
And it's got to be also because of they see those smiles out there. What's that like, Kevin, when you present, well, like you said, there's 50 kids lining up for King Lear. I could watch King Lear 10 times and not get it.
No, totally.
Yeah. But it seems like Shakespeare in the Park really attracts the younger generation. I mean, what's that whole formula? And obviously, you know, talk about seeing that enlightenment in somebody's eyes for the first time.
There's nothing more powerful than performing for an audience and inspiring young people to want to engage in not only the performing arts or a cultural event, but also the importance of tradition. I think that younger audiences can so easily be engaged in the importance of tradition. And for a number of our communities, we might be the only cultural art access for the year or for a number of months. And so I think that our young people really appreciate that opportunity to come out with mom and dad and the grandparents and to enjoy an evening of live performance for free. And for the actor and for us to be able to experience that, there's just nothing more motivating, you know? I mean, of course, inspiring our older audiences is really important for everything we do, but it is about our younger generations and how we can keep this, not only the art form alive, but the idea of community togetherness and events alive for generations to come.
Yeah, how do you manage to keep this free? I think that's a big, important factor in this, too.
Massive. That's such a great point. We like to say that this organization is truly owned by everybody in Montana, all of our audience members in Montana and beyond. They're the ones who keep us alive. They're the ones who buy our merchandise. They're the ones who throw a couple of dollars in the donation boxes. You know, we have a lot of corporate support. The support from what we're doing today with you, Tom, is huge. I mean, that does a lot for us. That's an in-kind support. You know, and there are a number of foundations and Montana Arts Council, you know, up in Helena, there's a lot of government support for what we do as well. And so, you know, that plays a big role in keeping this program alive and making it free.
How has it changed over the years?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. You know, I think first and foremost, we're going to more communities. Mm. You know, they're hitting the road today, as you said, and they'll be on the road until September 12th, engage in 62 communities. And so it's grown to engage, you know, a very vast region. They'll drive over 8,000 miles this summer. They'll see more of Montana than I think most of us will ever see. because of the effort of going into these communities. You know, I think technology has changed as well. Sound, you know, our 21st century ears are very tuned into how we experience sound in our living room or in a movie theater. And so we try to bring that experience as well into the parks to create atmospherically a soundscape that is engaging for our audiences. So that's big as well. Technology also in terms of how we build our costumes, our set, you know, of course, transportation. We have three vehicles out on the road, a 24-foot trailer as well. And so there are many things that have really evolved. And, of course, cost has changed, too. You know, gas prices have increased, and that can make things challenging for us, and hotel costs. And so we're always relying on our communities to help us out with some housing or, you know, feeding our actors in our communities. That becomes a big thing. But, yeah, many, many, many changes that we're always acclimating to every year.
And so folks can if they want to contact you, like you noted there, and maybe you have it all lined up for this year, maybe not, for housing or some of these local communities, I recommend people go and get that whole tour schedule. I mean, there are a ton of places. You said some 60. How can people maybe at this point, if they're listening to it, hey, what can I do right now?
Oh, boy, every one of our communities, if you look at our tour schedule, there's somebody in each one of these communities that is working as a tour coordinator for us. Every town that we go to, we partner with somebody, and that could be the Chamber of Commerce, that could be an individual who has an arts council, but every location has an individual that we're working with. And I believe that those tour coordinators work for free. I mean, those community members are putting in a lot of work to make it possible for us to arrive and do our performances. And so I think engaging all of our tour coordinators are listed on our program. They can be found through our website, you know, and contacting our offices here. But I would suggest connecting with your local community tour coordinator and supporting them and their effort to bring us into your town.
All right. What's it take? Again, Kevin Aslin is with us, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks Executive Director. Information at shakespeareintheparks.org. 51 years. What's it take, Kevin, to go to like Hobson tonight? 6:30 p.m. Measure for Measure.
Yeah. So the Utica Women's Club is a big supporter of ours. They're working as a tour coordinator for us. We also partner with the Arts Council in Lewistown, and so the idea there is to bring Lewistown and Hobson Utica together to enjoy both performances. So we'll do Measure in Utica tonight, and then Musketeers in Lewistown tomorrow. It takes quite a bit, you know. Each one of our tour coordinators is receiving a number of marketing materials to get the word out. I know in Utica there's a great sign, there's a big billboard announcing our presence. Right by the Oxen Yoke, and so every one of our communities, the tour coordinators are working really hard to you know, they provide lunch for us when we show up, but for our team back here, you know, we're packing up our trailer, we have a 1-ton dually that holds the deck of our stage, all of our marketing materials, our merchandise, our actors, of course, costumes, sound, props. They're trekking it, you know, from Bozeman right now up to Utica to get it all set up. We're always needing folks to help out, you know, and we experience that in all of our communities. People come out, a lot of young people come out and they want to help out with building our stage. They want to help tearing down our stage. It's a great way to get engaged with the actors, to learn more about what we do and the things that we need.
Who directed the plays this year?
So I directed The Three Musketeers, and a young director from Chicago, Peter Anderson, directed Measure for Measure.
All right,
we have a long history of bringing artists out from Chicago. I think that the work ethic that exists in Chicago as an artist and a production professional is applicable to the work ethics that we find here in Montana.
Oh, good. Cool, because, I mean, to do this with your tour schedule – you got to have work ethic. I don't think it happens.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. Without absolutely.
It. Hey, I want to come back and after a break and then talk about producing and then the, you know, you guys have had rehearsals, you're all geared up. talk a little bit about that inside, you know, the behind the curtain kind of stuff too. Kevin Aslan is with us, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks Executive Director. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Super cool guest for today's show, Kevin Aslan, Montana Shakespeare in the Parks Executive Director. Again, Shakespeare in the Parks with an S, .org for more information. The company just hit the road today, as a matter of fact. After was it, you were in Bozeman? Did you work out all the kinks first in Bozeman, Kevin? Was that the plan?
We try to the best that we can. You know, it's a pretty tight schedule. We're building both of these plays. We have over 50 people here. You know, in our shops, we have a huge costume department, a big scenic construction department, sound, the actors, our admin staff. It's a big operation. A lot of people involved to make these two shows happen.
And is it run out of the campus there, Montana State University? Or
it is. So we're under the umbrella of Montana State University. Yeah,
that's good. What went into, like, so you said you directed Three Musketeers, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So you took the fun one. Good for you. Yeah. Talk about how you conduct a Shakespeare play, and you know, because he wrote them years and years ago, so they were made for the park, I guess. But how do you conduct Shakespeare in the Parks?
Well, that's a big question. You know, you're right. I mean, they were made for all people. You know, and as we were talking earlier, you know, our slogan's for all people, for all time. You know, I think the genius is connected to there's something for everybody. And there may be some challenging themes that are presented in his stories, but it's really what he was encountering in his times, and it's what we encounter in our 21st century times as well. But what's important is that he's always finding a way to remind our audiences of these qualities of mercy and the qualities of forgiveness and the qualities of togetherness and the importance of bringing ideas together in a safe environment to have constructive conversation and positive conversation about the world that we live in, whether it's, you know, the 17th century, 18th century, or if it's 21st century. We're always finding a way to delve into deeper conversations as a result of experiencing the performing arts.
Yeah, and theater gives you that that opportunity, as well as that opportunity just to plain out entertain, too.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Years ago, I can make this a really quick story, but sure. We were in Burney, Montana, you know, on Poker Jim Butte doing As You Like It, and I'll never forget, I was a young actor, and I was building the stage, and I looked up, and a full-on cowboy was approaching me to talk about how much he appreciates, how much he really valued Shakespeare in the Parks. And he had a copy of the complete works of William Shakespeare in his hand, and he talked about the play that we were producing that year, As You Like It, and the character Duke Senior talks about the importance of living off the land and how much value we find from living off the land, and he recited the monologue, the book in his hand, he memorized the monologue, and I was struck by that because those were words that he was inspired by. That reflected his quality of life and his work ethic and what was important to him, which was living off the land and the value that we find from.
I want to share this text message here. You might enjoy this. 781-627-5483. Just enough time. A friend and I were two of the first Montana town folks who brought Shakespeare to Plentywood. And I think it may have been 1972. Tom Morris was part of the cast. Same time, we also brought the Missoula Children's Theater. That's from Joy. In Helena. So pretty cool, right? I bet you get that.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, we still go to Plentywood. We go to Plentywood with our education programs. Actually, it's kind of funny because we leave typically from Bozeman to drive to Plentywood, which is, as I think a lot of folks know, it's quite a drive. So,
yeah.
Love going up there.
Well, and that was the very origins many, many years ago. And Now at 51 years too for Shakespeare in the Parks. I've got like about 30 plus seconds. Any final thoughts, Kevin? Just get out there go ahead.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Tom, very much, and everyone listening as well. You know, this is an organization that is owned by all Montanans. They're the ones who have made it possible for us to be around for over 50 years. They're the ones who place value on live performance for free, right in their backyards, and placing value on the importance of bringing communities and families together. So I thank everybody that's listening, and I thank you for the support and for making it possible for us to continue moving forward.
I'll definitely try to catch you guys somewhere around. Again, Hobson tonight, Lewistown tomorrow, Malta the 28th, 29th at Wolf Point, and then quickly for July, they'll be in Sydney on the 1st, Beach, North Dakota the 2nd, Glendive on the 3rd, Ekalaka on the 4th. Again, check that schedule out, shakespeareintheparks.org. Kevin, good job. Break a leg,
thank
right?
You. Thanks, Tom. Really appreciate it very much. Thank you to all who's listening.
Yeah, talk to you down the road. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for joining us today for Voices.